Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lee Richard. Batting second. The center fielder, Ed Stroud. Batting third. The left fielder, Lee May. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Carlos May. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tom Egan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Luis Alvarado. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Bradley. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tom Bradley. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rich Reese. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Holt. Batting eighth. The catcher, George Mittewald. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Perry. And now, play ball. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard hits a fly ball towards left. Tovar settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Tovar. Richard moves to second. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud bunts towards the mound. Perry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a line drive into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar takes first base on ball 4. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Carew reaches second base with a double. Tovar moves to third. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a pop-up towards short. Richard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a line drive towards short. Richard reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops it up and throws to first, with Bradley covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mittewald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a line drive into center field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Cardenas fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt strikes out. One out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry strikes out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Richard fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0-1 in the game. Richard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Holt throws the ball into Carew who tags Richard trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0-1 in the game. Stroud strikes out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. May is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-1 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a fly ball into right field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Oliva. The throw from Egan and he is safe. Oliva steals second. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-1 in the game. Reese hits a fly ball into center field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-1 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-1 in the game. May hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tovar. May reaches second base with a double. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-1 in the game. Johnstone hits a fly ball into center field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. May moves to third. Two outs. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Egan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard misplays the ball. That's an error on Richard. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0-for-1 in the game. Holt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cardenas moves to third. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mitterwald strikes out. One out. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-1 in the game. Perry bunts towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Cardenas scores. Holt moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's White Sox, 2, Twins, 2. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tovar hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Stroud. Tovar reaches second base with a double. Holt scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Twins. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tovar scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Twins. Terry Forster now pitching. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carew moves to third. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvarado strikes out. One out. Terry Forster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas misplays the ball. That's an error on Cardenas. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Richard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. Forster moves to second. Two outs. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0-for-2 in the game. Stroud hits a pop-up towards short. Cardenas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-2 in the game. Reese hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. May hits a pop-up towards third. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. May hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Holt, who is chasing the ball. May reaches third base with a triple. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnstone hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva. Johnstone reaches second base with a double. May scores. It's 4-3, Twins. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Egan takes first base on ball 4. Mike Andrews pinch hits for Luis Alvarado. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mitterwald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Andrews now playing second base. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mitterwald strikes out. One out. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Perry strikes out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tovar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams pinch hits for Terry Forster. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Carew reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Richard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0 for 3 in the game. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stroud. The throw from Mitterwald and he is out, Cardenas applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Bart Johnson now pitching. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 3 in the game. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from Egan and he is safe. Carew steals second. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 3 in the game. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 3. the White Sox will come to bat. Ron Paranoski now pitching. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. May strikes out. 1 out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-3 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. May is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cardenas is called out on strikes. 1 out. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Holt takes first base on ball 4. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mitterwald hits a fly ball into right field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Paranoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paranoski hits a line drive towards third. Melton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich McKinney pinch hits for J. John Stone. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney hits a fly ball into center field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Egan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Paranoski fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.